Genesis this afternoon after church, and I tell you what, 19 chapters, and not going to be able to give a one point of what I think about 19 chapters is going to be difficult. Because after reading chapter 1, man, I got so excited to seeing God at work. How God can create something from nothing. And just that one chapter, two things that stood out for me before I get into my lesson. Number one, everything that God made was good. And he repeated that over and over and over again when you read chapter 1. And number two, that everything that God created was produced out of his own kind. Now chapter 2 is going to be even better. But boy, this is going to be an exciting week as we study together and as we grow together and as we continue to edify one another as we strive to do and understand what God's holy will. And I had to say that because, boy, it was really exciting. And I know when I get back and read the other two, the thing's going to get even better. So let's continue to pray one for another. And this week, if you get excited about something you read, pick up the phone and call somebody and share it with them, amen. Call them and say, guess what I read in Genesis 4? Guess what I read in Genesis 6? Amen. Call somebody and encourage one another, amen. Because, brethren, we are fighting a war, amen. And we need all the encouragement that we need in relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. Okay, let's go to Luke 4 tonight. I'm going to begin Luke 4, chapter 16 and verse 21. And the tie in my lesson, and he closed the book. And he closed the book. You know, people just don't understand the 66 books, what they represent, what they mean. I mean, the blessing, the edification, the encouragement that we get when we study to show ourselves approved unto God, a worker needing not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. I remember one time, and Brother Tigney may remember this here, we baptized a young lady here at the Fowl Park congregation, and the young lady had a mother and some more sisters, and young girl had a little bit of Bible, which is the New Testament, and she did not have the Old Testament. And she kept hopping. She says, I don't know what kind of church this is that don't believe in the whole Bible. And I was trying to explain to her that we do believe in the 60 books of the Bible. But her mindset was that we was a church that didn't believe in the whole Bible. But I could not explain to her because she didn't understand scheme of redemption. She didn't understand God's plan and God's purpose in relationship to Ephesians 3 and verse 10, that is the manifold wisdom of God. And it was kind of difficult for her to see. And even today, when you talk about the 39 and the 27 and the 66, and what happened when he closed the book, the things that happened in relationship to grace and truth, the benefits that we enjoy, amen, just because he closed the book. So this morning, this afternoon, let's go and look at some things that happened and let us appreciate and let us be grateful when we talk about 66, 39, and 27. Luke chapter 4 and beginning in verse number 16 through verse number 21. It says that Jesus came to Nazareth where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and stood up for to read. And there were delivered to him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of the sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptance year of the Lord. Verse 20. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of them, or all of them that were in the synagogue, were fastened on Jesus. And he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Now, let's go to Matthew chapter 5 in verse 17 to 18. And the first thing that happened when the books were closed, the Old Testament prophecies concerning him were fulfilled. That is, the 39 in the old, that is, the 5, the 12, the 5, the 17, all that were spoken of Jesus were fulfilled when the book were closed. In the book of Matthew, chapter 5, and verse 17 and 18, I want you to see what we're talking about. If you're at Matthew 5 and verse 17 and verse 18, you might want to note, for time's sake, Luke 24 and 44 and John 15 and verse 25. That is Luke 24 and verse 44 and John 15 and verse 25. So in Matthew 5, beginning in verse number 17, listen what Jesus says. Jesus says, "Think not that I have come to destroy the law or the prophets. I have not come to destroy, but to fulfill." That was when the books were closed, all prophecies of the 17 books of prophecy, whether it be major, whether it be minor, were fulfilled. And then verse 18 says, "For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled." See, that happened when the books were closed. That is when the law was abolished, Colossians chapter 2, 14, 17, in relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. Let's go to one more right quick. Luke chapter 24, we're there. Luke chapter 24 and verse number 44. Luke 24 and verse number 44. Luke 24 and verse number 44. And let's see again in fulfillment of Scripture what he's talking about here. Luke 24 and 44. That is that when the books were closed, the Old Testament prophecies concerning Jesus, that is, we talk about the 5, the 12, the 5, the 17, Jesus said, "I came not to destroy, but I came to fulfill the law." Now, look what Luke says in Luke 24, 44. He says, "And he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me." Concerning who? Jesus. Why? Because Jesus came to seek and save that which is lost in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. And I don't know about you, but I'm glad about it this evening. Amen. That when the books were closed, all that was spoke of, all that was prophesied of, all that were talked of were fulfilled in order for you and I to have the right to the tree of knowledge. Look at the second point I want you to see. When the books were closed, not only were the Old Testament prophecies concerning Jesus were fulfilled, and again, if you didn't get them, let me give them to you again. Luke 24 and 44. Matthew 5, 17 to 18, and John 15, 25. And the reason why I'm repeating it and repeating it and repeating it, because see, when we talk about 5, 12, 5, 17, see, the Old Testament was a book of preparation for the Jew in the coming of what? Jesus Christ. And that's the reason why they have the 17 books of prophecy in relationship to all about Jesus who came to seek and save that which was lost. Now, let's go to Colossians chapter 2. That is the second reason why the books were closed. Not only were the books closed because of the Old Testament prophecies concerning Jesus, but number two, the law of Moses were fulfilled. In the book of Colossians chapter 2, Colossians chapter 2, 14. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 14. If you have Colossians 2, 14, will you be so kind to write Galatians chapter 3 and verse number 27? Because in Colossians chapter 2 and verse number 14, the Bible says, blotting out the handwriting of ordinance that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailed it to the cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphantly over them in the end. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of a holy day or a new moon or the Sabbath day, which are, look what he says, a shadow of things to come. Amen. But the body is Christ. That is, when the books were closed, all prophecy about Jesus were fulfilled, and all for Jesus to come, that is the body of Christ, by blotting out the handwriting and all of this that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way by Jesus dying on Calvary Cross. And all this had to happen when the books were closed. It was a shadow of things to come. Shallow to come, in order for you and I to have the right to the tree of life. Galatians, right quick, let's go there. Galatians chapter 3. I want you to read what Paul says to those old foolish Galatians. Galatians chapter 3, and beginning verse 23. Here he says, here in Galatians 3:23, he said, but before faith came, that's Jesus, we were kept under the 39 books, the law. Amen. Shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed. But when would it be revealed? It would be revealed after all scriptures had been fulfilled. Then it goes on, wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster, for you are all the children of God in faith in Christ Jesus. And then he goes on to say, for as many of us who have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ, there is neither Jew nor Greek, neither that bond nor free, neither that male nor female, for we all are one in Christ Jesus. Guess what, brother? If the books never were closed, we never would be one. Amen. And if you be Christ, then you are, and you're going to read this when you read your books this week, Genesis 12, that in thy seed should all nations of the earth be blessed, Abraham's seed, and I just read this afternoon, every seed produced after his own kind, and Luke 8, 11, the seed is the word of God, amen, that makes us, Acts 11, 26, what? Christians, amen. All that happened in the books were what? Not only were Old Testament prophecies concerning Jesus fulfilled, the law of Moses was abolished because it was contrary to us, but it was a schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ based on the promise of Abraham's seed and heirs. And by the word heirs, will you do me a favor? Just write Romans 8, 16, and 17, because we are heirs of God and joint heirs of children. That's by this we are called children of God, according to the promise, that is the immutability of God, that is what? God cannot lie. Amen. Amen. And you want me to be divisive? And you want me to be schism? It cannot be, because see, when we allow that, the books were closed in vain. When we are divided, when we are not one, because see what he did when the books were closed, when the law was nullified, and when the law was fulfilled, see what that happened? it made us one, because look what it said. No more Jew, no more Gentile, no more bond, no more free, no more male, no more female, but we all are what? One in Christ Jesus, amen. And guess what? It never could have been if the books never were closed. Amen. Point three. Ain't this exciting? But see, people don't realize this. Because they understood this. And if they knew this, if they had been transformed by the renewing of mind to understand the manifold wisdom of God in Ephesians 3:10, boy, you will respect the word. You will respect the church. You will respect being a Christian. You will understand what the Christian life, the Christian responsibility is. Because see, it just didn't pop up happenstance. It just didn't pop up. The Bible said in Ephesians 1 that it was four things and three things before the foundation of the world. Amen. We belong to God. We belong to something good. We belong to God. And I tell you, it's very good. Amen. And it all came about because of the books were closed. Why? Because it fulfilled its purpose. Amen. See? That you and I may have the right to the tree of life in order for his grace to be sufficient. You know, everybody want a revelation. Don't they? Everybody wants to say, God put this on my heart. Everybody wants to say, God spoke to me. Wait a minute. God spoke to me. But when the books were closed, it ended divine revelation. Go me to Hebrews 1, verse 1 and 2. Hebrews chapter 1. I wasn't going to preach long today, but I just love this. In Hebrews chapter 1, Brother Fred, you say, hey, but two or three of us, that's all right. Hebrews 1:1-2. See, when you got God's word, it don't make no difference who's out there. Because truth gonna stand when everything else falls. Amen. See, it makes no difference. See, it makes no difference whether the church feel or whether who's here, we doing it in spirit and in truth. And let's don't forget that. See, as long as we doing God's will, God's purpose, God's intent, it makes no difference. Amen. Look what it said in Hebrews 1:1. God, who at sundry times and divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. Here we go again. Amen. 17 books of prophets. God in the Old Testament spoke. Different times, different ways, different periods. But look at verse 2. Has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. See, if the Old Testament prophecies never had been abolished, if the law of Moses was still in fact, brother, Hebrew writer could not have said this. When the books were closed, it closed the rights to anybody other than Jesus. You remember on the Mount of Transfiguration? Matthew 17. Oh, Peter said, Lord, it's good for us to what? Be here. He said, let us build three tabernacles. And I'm sure he had good intention. But he was ignorant. He had good knowledge. He was trying to do the right thing. Lord, it's good for us to be here. Let's build three tabernacles. Am I right? Who was he going to build them to, Brother Fraser? Right. Go to Matthew 17 right quick. See, I want you to see, hold your spot, because we're coming back there, okay? Matthew 17, thank you. And I want you to see this here, because See, he said, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed, and of all things by whom also he made the world. All right? I'm going to start reading verse 1. I want you to see. 17:1. And after 6 days, Jesus taking Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bring them up to a high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them. His face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as snow. And behold, there appeared unto him Moses, Elijah talking with him. And then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it's good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee, like Frazier said, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. But look at verse 5. See, and all this happened because the books were closed. He said, while he yet spake, beheld a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, hear ye him. See, hear ye him, because see, when the books were closed, divine revelation stopped. 1 Corinthians 13, give you another point. 1 Corinthians 13, we see something here. See, in 1 Corinthians 13, and you know John 14, 26, 15, 26, 16, 13, Acts chapter 2, 1, amen. You know the story, amen. How we got divine revelation, the baptism of rocks, the dwelling of the Holy Spirit, Mark 9, 1. Am I right? Luke 24, 45 to 47. But over 1 Corinthians 13, I want to show you. See, when the books were closed, divine revelation ended. Because 1 Corinthians 13:8, he said, charity never faileth. Or whether there be prophecies that shall what fail. And whether there be tongues that shall cease. And whether there be knowledge that shall vanish away. Look at verse number 9. For we know in part and prophesied in part. But when that which is perfect, James 1:25, right, is come, then that which is in part shall be what? But see, it could not have came if we would have been holding on to Old Testament prophecies. It could not have came if we've been holding on to the law of Moses. See, it came because of what the Hebrew lives are having in these last days. See, we hear Jesus. See, who's the author and the finisher of our faith. I got about 3 or 4 more, and I want to talk about them. Can y'all give me a few more minutes? See, when the books were closed, not only did prophecies end, the Old Testament end, divine revelation ended, but salvation began. I love Mark 16:16, don't you? He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Go with me to Hebrews 9. I want to share something with you. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 15. Hebrews chapter 9. See, when the books were closed, now we can be saved. We can be saved under Jesus. Hebrews chapter 9. And beginning in verse 15, look what the Bible says, Hebrews 9 and verse 15 through 17. The Bible says, and for this cause, Jesus is the mediator of a new testament, that by means of death, Romans 6:23, for the redemption of transgression, right, Genesis 3:15, that were under the first testament, the 39 books, they which are called, amen, 2 Thessalonians 2:14, might receive the promise of eternal inheritance, Romans 8:16-17. Y'all got that? See, based on this here, not the old, not the prophecy, not the law of Moses, not those 39 books. See, if we're holding on to that, we could have this here. We could not be redeemed. See, based on our transgressions. See, the promise of the inheritance could not have been fulfilled through Jesus Christ. Look at verse 16. It says, for where a testament is, there also of necessity be the death of a testator. That is, Jesus had to die in order to fulfill the will. Amen. And we was questioning them about Social Security. And someone told us that she could draw Social Security off of me. And then they said, well, she can, but the only problem is you got to be dead. We were sitting next to one another. I pushed her chair back a little bit. You ain't getting it, baby, because I'm still here. Because, see, the testator got to die. Jesus had to die in order for you and I to have the right of salvation, that is, to be saved. And then it says in verse 17, for a testament is a force after men are dead. Otherwise, it is of no strength at all while the testator lives. See, if the old law of prophecy never were fulfilled, he said, I can't not be destroyed, but I can't even fulfill. He said, if they were never fulfilled, and then you think I'm going to believe that the church is still strong? You think I'm going to believe that just because you want your will, I'm going to follow you? When the Bible tells me to come to me, I'm going to follow you. I don't like you that much for me to follow that God worthy. Who do you when I know you're wrong in hell? I just don't like you that much. Amen? Because if a God so loved the world that he died, in order for me to receive the benefit of the testator, that's enough to make the church say amen. That I may become an inheritant. Go back to what he said, verse 15. That is redemption because of transgression. They were under the law. Were abolished in order for you and I to receive the promise of eternal inheritance. And that inheritance is the benefits of being a member of the Church of Christ. I ain't going on and on, but let me give you a couple more. I ain't got time. When the books were closed, in appeal, they allowed ignorance. Were abolished. You know how sometimes we make excuses? Amen? Go to Acts 17:30. See, sometimes we make excuses. Well, I did not study because, well, I didn't come to church because. Well, see, when the books were closed, when Jesus died on the cross, that you and I, see, he did not accept excuses anymore. In the book of Acts, chapter 17 and verse number 30, I want you to see what the Bible says. It said, at a time of ignorance, God winked at. But now, in these last days, commanding all men everywhere to repent. If you're there, you might want to know John 15:22. And you might want to know Galatians chapter 3 and verse number 22. Galatians chapter 3. And verse number 22. Let's go to real quick. Galatians chapter 3 and verse number 22. Because see, when the books were closed, no more excuses. Either you're faithful or you're not faithful. Because in Galatians chapter 3 and verse number 22, it says, but the scriptures has concluded all the unseen, and that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. So it will not be no excuses. That is a relationship to understanding what is the will of God. And because of this, we need to be grateful and appreciative for the blessings of God. And there'll be one here today that need to respond to the invitation of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Why don't you come right now as we stand there, we sing.